Winston handed it to David. "Read it again," he said, glancing briefly at the assembly of travelers, who were in rapt attention. David read in a loud voice so that all could hear. "What does humanity need to do, individually and collectively, to restore itself to the pathway toward successful civilization?" Looking to Winston, he added, "Thoughts?" With an unlit cigar in his mouth, Churchill responded without hesitation.
"You and I heard the word success and made an erroneous deduction, most likely wrapped up in our human preoccupation with success as it refers to monetary gain. Glad you got it out of your mouth first," he grinned wryly. "Our arbiter doesn't seem to need additional prompting to demonstrate displeasure with me."
David agreed, but he didn't want to say so. Instead, he continued with a thought about the word Winston had singled out. "Most people have different things in mind when they're asked, what is success versus what is a successful life?" Looking down at the parchment, he noted, "The question specifically refers to successful civilization. That would signal to me that we should probably ignore the word success as it pertains to money or material possessions alone."
Yes, alone being the key word in your assessment," Winston inserted. "Money must be part of it, of course. Surely a successful civilization must be economically prosperous."
David concurred and began rereading the parchment. "What does humanity," that's all of us, everyone, "what does humanity need to do individually and collectively?" So, first, that tells us there is something we can do. Second, it must be done alone, by ourselves, and as a group at the same time in order to be effective. Our answer must reflect that condition.
"Yes," Winston said. "Well noted. All right. Move on. The next words, to restore, would lead us to believe that the answer will not be anything new or original. On the contrary, to restore itself to the pathway toward indicates that the pathway has now been abandoned."
David pursed his lips. "And to abandon a pathway, one would have had to be on it in the first place."
"Precisely," Churchill said with a sly expression. "The pieces, it would appear, are beginning to fall into place."
Not quite ready to believe they were finished with this, the first part of the enigma, David pushed on. "In addition, to restore itself to the pathway toward would imply that it is the direction in which humanity is heading that is troubling, and that we were, at least at one time, headed in a more promising direction."
"The principle of the path," Churchill said without elaboration.
"The what?"
"The principle of the path," Winston repeated, chewing his cigar. "It states that direction, not intention, determines destination. Think about it. Certainly, humanity may intend all it wishes. However, it is not what we intend to do or wherever we intended to be that results in a successful life, or in this case, a successful civilization. No, rather, it is our pathway, that specific direction in which we journey, that ultimately determines our destination."
David continued, "And that destination for which we should strive is one of a successful life, not necessarily a life of success."
"Yes," Winston said, narrowing his eyes. "Therefore, in light of the question, it would seem that we are to work toward a successful civilization, not merely a civilization of success."
They sat quietly for a moment, each staring at